Virgin Radio 104.4.
Pretty Malik's Gossip.
With Disney Plus. Don't miss the latest series and bingeable favorites on Disney Plus. Watch FX's Shogun, Grey's Anatomy, and so much more. Download the app and subscribe now.
Yeah, all the goss, Pretty. What have you got?
Okay, Megan Thee Stallion is being sued by her former cameraman for allegedly creating a hostile work environment and harassment. His name is Emilio Garcia. He says that Megan basically said to him, never mention what you witnessed in this car to anyone. I can't repeat what happened in the car. And then he goes on to say that she continued to just say comments to him, body shame him, berate him all the time.
So now body shame him?
Yeah.
Nice. I mean, this is not the first time we've heard it about Lizzo. Didn't they try to... Megan Thee Stallion. Didn't they try to do something like this with Megan Thee Stallion before?
No.
Or was I thinking Lizzo?
You're thinking Lizzo.
Nothing ever with Megan Thee Stallion.
No.
She got shot in the foot, though,
yes,
didn't she?
Yes, correct. Yeah, she got shot in the foot.
Listen,
yeah.
There's some weird stuff going around those circles, man. I mean, there's a lot of beef going on in the hip-hop world as well. I don't know. I sent it to the group yesterday. Did you hear those diss tracks?
Between Chris Brown.
Chris Brown, yeah. Dissing out on Quavo. Drake dissing out on a bunch
Kendrick
of other people.
Lamar.
Man, it's just full on again. I'm like, why have we not learned anything over the years?
I know.
Have you guys not learned, like, just the dissing of, like, I mean, hip hop, like Puck and Biggie. Like, we've lost them, you know, over stupid. It's all about ego.
Yes, I was just going to say.
Ego just destroys so much. Egos are like it's the downfall of so many people. They have their ego and they just can't stop, and then it just destroys them. And I'm not just talking about being famous. I'm talking about, like, in the workplace even.
It's so true. It's your own worst enemy.
Yeah, it's just ego.
It's your own downfall.
Control your ego. Control that ego. All right, Ross?
That's so ironic coming from you, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it is.
Good luck.
It? Yeah,
good
I'm
luck.
Sure a lot of people would look at you and think that you're the one with the ego problem, not me.
Well, finally they knew.
Yes.
See, that was his ego.
That was his ego.
He couldn't take the joke that he needed to get it back
no,
for his own ego.
No, but when you keep saying it every time, and it does not even relevant.
What? What do you mean every time?
You say that all the time.
What?
That ego thing, it's pathetic.
Stop the show.
Yeah, it's stupid what you're saying.
See, that this is a great example of ego right now. Do you see how the reaction? It's the downfall. Now witness this. Rossi, you're right. And I'm sorry. I'm very, very sorry. Okay? Do you accept my apology?
Sure, yeah.
I'm sorry, Rossi.
Talk to you tomorrow about it.
Whatever you need.
Can't wait. Tomorrow we'll talk to you about it.
Why
tomorrow? Tomorrow?
Everton are going to beat you, and then you just be...
Oh, my God. How does it always come... And I'm moving on.
Let's see your ego then.
Hold on. Just so you can know, Everton versus Liverpool playing tonight, 11 p.m. The losing team means either Rossi or I are coming in wearing Liverpool or Everton all over our face. We're painting it. We're wearing the kit and everything.
Yeah.
Rossi, I'm sorry. Tomorrow's going to be a horrible show for you. Moving on, Pretty Malik.
Okay, so there's a rumor that Kylie Jenner might be secretly pregnant again, and it all goes back to a photo. So if you remember, last month, Kris Jenner's sister passed away, right? We talked about this, right?
Yep.
So everyone obviously went to the funeral. There's a photo from the funeral in March. Usually when you go to a funeral, you don't, like, dress up, but you dress appropriately for a funeral,
sure.
Right? You're kind of somewhat
respectful,
formal.
Yeah, respectful.
Yeah, formal wear. Everyone was in formal wear except for Kylie Jenner, who was wearing a sweatshirt and sweatpants.
Wow, to the funeral.
Exactly, and everyone was like, this is weird. And fans are like, that's her go-to pregnancy tracksuit. Whenever she's trying to hide a pregnancy,
why would you wear a tracksuit to
sweats.
A funeral? That is so disrespectful.
Exactly. So everyone's like, oh, is she hiding a pregnancy? That's why she's wearing that.
All right,
so we'll watch. And by the way, she's dating Timothy Chalamet, so it would be Timothy Chalamet's baby.
Let's find out.
And finally, Kim Kardashian stopped by Jimmy Kimmel. And I love Jimmy. He does this bit where he sits down and he just runs through like a bunch of rumors about the celebrity, mm-hmm. and they say yes or no. Wait till you hear this rumor. Kim Kardashian is afraid of cardboard.
You have someone take the sleeve off your coffee because you hate the sound of cardboard.
And yes, that's true. And I hate the feeling.
Is that somebody's only job?
Whoever I'm with, I just can't see it being done, or I can't hear it and I can't feel it. Like the cardboard getting moved off of the cup is like nails on a chalkboard to me.
Yeah, fair enough. People have weird phobias.
Yeah.
You know what? You know foam? You know the foam that you get in, like, when you buy a package and it's covered in that foam?
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
When that foam rubs together, like, yeah. For me even, I mean, I'm not to the point where I can't hear it, but, like, it gets to me a little bit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh. Oh, yeah.
I just got a chill down my back and it doesn't even bother me, but cardboard. I just thought about it.
Cardboard.
Yeah.
There it is. Thank you, Pretty Malakitis, with your tag.
Peace out, home fries.